You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Thousands of Bay Area residents came out in droves to protest police brutality over the weekend following the killing of a Minnesota black man, George Floyd, by police. There were large and loud protests from San Jose to San Francisco to Oakland. While most protests were peaceful, some turned violent with vandalism and looting at shopping centers and stores. The police were out in full force in all three cities, wielding batons and weapons, in some cases firing tear gas, and in at least one case, shooting a suspected looter. Darwin Bond Graham has been reporting and tweeting from the streets of Oakland. He's the award-winning news editor at the new nonprofit Oakland Side, and he's been covering the Oakland police for years. I called him up earlier to hear what he's been seeing and how he thinks OPD is dealing with the protests. First, I asked him, as someone who's covered Oakland protests in the past, what was different about this one that started on Friday?
The Friday night protest was different because thousands of people showed up right around 7 to 9 p.m. and immediately marched toward the Oakland Police Headquarters building. And the mood of the protesters was that they wanted to confront the police. And there was a confrontation immediately. And the police ended up using flashbang grenades and some sort of gas that would sting people's eyes and kind of blind them temporarily. And after that occurred, the protests then turned away from the police and just took over the downtown. And it became very, even larger. And then there was widespread property destruction across the downtown, especially up Broadway.
Do you know what the strategy is here? Is it, you know, retreat, let them do what they do and not intervene? Or is there a strategy?
Well, I believe Oakland has not called a curfew partly because it just won't work. You know, a city can call a curfew, but if thousands of people come out late into the night to protest and engage in civil disorder, a curfew doesn't matter. In terms of police strategy, they could have whatever strategy they want. There are simply not enough police officers and police resources to do what the police would otherwise want to do, which is to suppress this widespread rebellion that's happening right now in the Bay Area and across the United States with looting. I think that allows the police to respond to this rebellion in a way that's familiar to the police, that's more familiar to the police, because they can respond to what they view as a crime. But looting in this context, you know, sure, it is theft, but it's also a deeply political act. I think it's important to keep that in mind, that the context in which people are looting is in the context of a widespread rebellion in a society where, you know, the value of Black lives is still sadly in question.
I live in Union City. Fremont is nearby. I know there's going to be some protests that have been advertised yesterday and today. And then our police departments are coming out and making these warnings. Stay in your homes. Please stay in your homes. You know, and it feels like the police departments, you know, are trying to mitigate whatever they think is going to happen. Do you think that's the real aim here?
I mean, again, I think the police departments are responding with their like muscle memory, if you will. It's like a civil disorder that results in property destruction and looting, they see that as like a criminal chaos that they want to repress. And they'll do it through curfews, and they'll do it through, arresting people who are engaging in looting. But you can't stop that activity simply through those police means, when the activity itself is born out of these deep social problems in which Black people's lives are not valued. The only way for this situation to be resolved is for the police to do the really deep work they need to do to stop it, to stop allowing police officers to take Black people's lives without accountability.
Do you think that work is even starting to be addressed?
Yeah, I you know, there are some people in some police departments who are seriously trying to undertake this work. I can only speak from, you know, this is only my opinion, but I don't think that those people are in the majority of command positions. And I think that police culture nationwide remains deeply problematic. So that work, we're not even close enough to be able to like view the finish line of that, right? I mean, we've been seeing these kinds of widespread civil disturbances and rebellions against police brutality, against police violence against Black people. We've been seeing these since there were police, right? We're still seeing it. It's 2020, you know. The origins of this movement go back many decades, and we're still here, right? So, in terms of like achieving a society in which Black people are not systematically brutalized by the police, it's hard to see how we get there. But certainly, police, you know, cracking down on people who are looting in the streets, that's not really part of the solution at all.
And what are you working on right now? What are you looking at, and what can we expect from you next?
Well, we're getting ready to sort of launch our website and our larger platform. And our platform isn't just our website. We're going to be creating media and amplifying voices from the community and creating resource guides and things like that in Oakland. And we're going to have a very specific focus on the city of Oakland. And so we're just right now we're setting up the infrastructure for that, and we're preparing our team to sort of launch this larger project. In terms of reporting, yeah, we are working on some stories right now. We're of course going to cover these protests as they move forward. But we're going to really try to dig a lot deeper and examine the history and the broader context in which this movement is operating. And we're going to try to foreground the voices of the organizers and leaders from different communities that are on the front lines of the struggle.
Okay, and we'll be looking forward to it. Thank you, Darwin.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Oakland Side news editor Darwin Bond Graham. We'll have his Twitter account that you can follow at klw.org.